Lavelle, your roving reporter for the neurolinguistic programming. We're still here in London at the Master Practitioner Program with John Lavelle and Dr. Richard Bandler. I have a very special guest for you today, all the way from Italy, Mr. Alessandro Mora. Hello, Alessandro.
Hi, Kathleen.
It's always good to see you.
Thank you. It's good to see you too.
Are you enjoying the seminar?
Very, very, very much.
And you are also one of the assistants here?
Yes.
Helping us out?
Yeah, definitely.
Do you enjoy doing that?
Yeah, I really, really enjoy because it's kind of discover always a new thing, and I have the great opportunity to do new things every time, so it's wonderful for me.
Great. Yeah, and that's one of the things we appreciate about you as a trainer, is that you're constantly looking to keep learning. It's not over just because you're a trainer. There's
definitely
still more to learn.
Definitely, definitely. I think it's one of the most important things a trainer can have. Just looking for, what else I can learn to make my things going easier and faster. And so,
how did you first find out about NLP?
It was in 1997. And it was during a seminar, and it was with a seminar with I think the most important and famous coach in Italy right now. It's called Livio Sgarbi, and he did a wonderful demonstration on stage with a friend of mine, actually, and he was afraid, literally afraid, about cockroaches.
yeah,
and in 20 minutes, he was completely okay, and I remember one day later, he calls me at the phone, and he told me, Alessandro, you can't believe I have a cockroach in my hand, and I'm doing like this, you know, I'm smacking it, and it was so powerful, and I thought, oh, I gotta learn this stuff, because it really works. And so
that was
my first meeting with NLP, and then I started reading books, have seminars, and then I have the opportunity to meet Alessio, that he knows, and so I had my practitioner, my master practitioner licensed, and then I literally dive into this world.
Yeah. And what was your first experience with Dr. Bandler and John Lavelle?
With Dr. Bandler was the trainer training. Uh-huh. It was already 4 years from my practitioner, and then it was kind of another level, you know. Mm-hmm. I had a really lot of high skilled person who I trained with. But working with John and Richard, it was a completely different level. And so when I did this for the first time, then I continue to do it. And so are 4 years right now that I continue training with them, because I think all the time I come here, they have I can understand more, and I can see I can make difference, and I can make more distinction between the things. So
that's what we always say, at some point you have to go to the source, you
know? Definitely, definitely. Yeah, yeah, that's true. It's quite of different because for the language, of course. Mm-hmm. And I had all my training in Italian, because mm-hmm. it were translating, and going into to drink at the source, it's completely different. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. And you mentioned books.
Yeah.
Do you have a favorite NLP book?
A lot of.
A lot of them, yes.
Definitely my classics on NLP favorite book is Using Your Brain for a Change.
Oh, yeah.
I really love it, and I reread. And actually, between the latest, I really love Conversation by Richard and Owen.
Yes.
I was stuck when I was reading the book. I think it did a really, 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 really good job.
Yeah.
Definitely.
It's a fabulous book, because it literally is conversations. So it's very easy to read, because you're kind of, as if you were sitting in the room listening in on a conversation, you know,
definitely.
With Richard.
I was like this on my my sofa, and I was reading. Yeah, it took me, I think, 1 or 2 days maybe to read all the book.
Yeah.
Fantastic. With all this nested loop of force. I was looking also for the advice, the techniques, the skills, and it was really, really a good book.
Yeah. What advice would you give someone who was thinking about starting out in NLP? What advice would you give them in terms of how to approach that?
With a very open mind, and I think that with a kind of benevolent skepticism,
mm-hmm.
you know, just to find out how it could work in another level and on another level. So I used to say that we give just a kind of second opinion. So it hasn't been the truth,
mm-hmm.
but it's another way of seeing and thing. And if it works,
yeah,
bring with you and go whatever you want.
Yeah, I think that's the common experience a lot of people have when they first start training in NLP, is that it puts a whole new perspective.
Definitely.
A whole new way to look at things that you might have thought was a problem, or you might have thought was unsolvable, and now you have a new perspective, a new way of looking at it, and gives you ideas on how to take care of those things.
Perfect. That's my point. Absolutely.
Yeah, that's great. Now, speaking of trainings, you do them in Italy now as a trainer.
Of course.
A company.
Yeah. I have a company. It's called Ekis. And of course, we run practitioner and master practitioners. And since 2005, we created this fantastic program. Is called the Mastering Coaching, where we train who wants to become a coach. And so, yes, it's really, really, really wonderful, because it's kind of all this program, when we do practitioner, master practitioner, public speaking skills, all the skills a really good coach need. And then I think we are the only one company in Italy that does this. We put all these delegates into, for example, if you want to become a business coach,
mm-hmm.
we put you on our business corporate customer client, and you can practice all the skills you learn into the company that actually is our client, so he knows us, and you can do a lot of practice like this. Or if you, for example, you want to become a sport coach, we put you in a team, in a real sport team, so just that when they finish the program, they've already practicing into the real world. And I think it's really fantastic. Of course, we gave them a supervisor, a senior coach. And I think that with the Alessio program is the best program in Italy right now to become a coach. Yeah.
That's a fabulous system.
Definitely.
It really is.
Definitely.
Because that's the whole thing, is once you learn it, then you're like, oh, now where do I go practice this?
Or perfect.
Can I go into a company and do this? So they have that under their belt, so to speak, already.
Perfect.
That's a great idea. Now, you actually do coaching yourself then, one-on-one?
Of course, yes. I do coaching into these three different environments, so life coaching, so private and single person, or business coaching with corporate, with top management, entrepreneurs, or this kind of people, and sport coaching with athletes.
Do you have a favorite amongst those three topics?
I'm doing a lot. I love sport because I'm a sportman. And I love sport because you can see immediately the change in the performance.
Yeah.
So if in the corporate world you have to wait, of course, the right time just to see the results of your job and your work, in the sports there is the match. There is in this moment, and so you can see immediately your result.
What kind of sport teams have you worked with? Like, what sport?
Yeah, volleyball.
Uh-huh.
It's the most common for me. Soccer, golf, What else? Swimmers,
swimming,
yeah, rugby,
wow.
Basketball, yeah, a lot, of, really a lot of work.
Archery.
Yeah.
Wow, that is a lot of different sports.
Definitely. And there is all in common the power of your mind and how you can manage your state and how you can focus on your goals. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of really, really good stuff.
I can see by the big smile on your face.
Definitely.
It's exciting and you enjoy it. And I think it's fun too when they get to see the immediate results and they look at you like, wow, you know, this.
Definitely.
You see the improvement.
And I think it's what motivates me to do all these things.
Mm-hmm.
Just the look on the face of the people I was working with.
Yeah, it's a very rewarding profession,
yeah,
for sure.
Yeah, definitely.
Absolutely.
Definitely.
So how do people find out about all these exciting seminars?
Of course, we have a website. It's two websites, actually. For the Mastering Coaching is www.masteringcoaching.com.
So that's like M-A-S-T-E-R-I-N-G, then the word coaching?
Coaching.
Master in coaching.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, so M-A-S-T-E-R-I-N. coaching.
Definitely.
.com.
Perfect.
All one word.
Yeah.
Okay.
And
for the NLP seminars?
And for NLP seminar, www.ekis.it. Ekis is spelled IKIS.IT.
Okay, so it's just IKIS.IT.
Yeah.
Okay, and that's for all the NLP seminars.
That's for the NLP seminar, and yeah.
So what's down the road for Alessandro?
Oh, I'm really engaged with this coaching. We want to become 2 years the reference point in Italy for all the coaching stuff. So when you tell the word coach, they have to see my face or my company, of course, and that's my kind of my baby. And so we wanna expand that. Yeah, with all our energy, me, Livio, and Pasquale, that you know from the last trainer training, and yeah, we are doing a really, really good job.
That's great. It all sounds so exciting and fun.
Definitely.
Well, that's wonderful. Alessandro, I really want to thank you. And what part of Italy do you do most of your training?
We work all over Italy, but most of our training are up to the north in Reggio Emilia. That's near to Parma, where I live. So Parmesan cheese, Parma ham. I love it. And it's between Milano and Bologna.
Well, we wish you all the best, Alessandro, and thank you so much for all your help at the seminars here as well.
Thank you.
We always look forward to seeing you.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
It's my pleasure.
And now we have to get back to work to the seminars.
Definitely. They are waiting for us.
Well, thank you very much. This is Kathleen Lavelle, your roving reporter for NLP, Neurolinguistic Programming, signing off for now. But stay tuned, because there's always more.